warning. DC on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
I love you.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city didn't save me.
That was ripped. This is John Constantine.
I'm from the future.
Because you can inspire me.
My name is Barry Allen.
Oh, doubtful, mate. You see, I am an accomplished warlock, an expert of the occult, and a master of exorcism.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
Absolutely. Heroes. You're legends. You have failed this city.
We are. The problem is...
Lightness.
The problem is we're not getting the original black suit Superman with the mullet.
Dude, okay, first of all, nobody wants that mullet. Okay, it's 2018. If he has a mullet, he might as well have a fanny pack on too as well. Right? Or some, maybe some Crocs. Nobody wants the mullet, dude. The mullet Superman is the darkest 90s piece of shit comics in the history of comics. When I worked at the When I worked at the comic book shop, okay? I worked there for 3 years. I had multiple people bring in long boxes of comics and oh man, what are these worth? And anytime they brought in a box, like, yeah, man, it's from the fucking 90s. I'm like, it's trash. I didn't even have to look through it, dude. And half of it is mullet Superman. I'm looking at the camera right now. It was mullet piece of shit Superman.
All white polybagged reign of Superman. Yeah.
Death of Superman. Fucking terrible pieces of shit. There's only like three comics from the 90s that were worth anything. I had to stop. Okay.
Yeah, no, it looks like you're broadcasting like news the way you're talking to the camera right now.
Good.
It's so excellent.
That was what I was trying to do. I was trying to stare into the soul and knife hand every motherfucker that had 90s Superman. Okay.
I have 90s Superman.
And you are a piece of shit for having
that. I have 90s Superman.
I know you guys do. It hurts my soul that you have those.
I have a Reign of Superman fossil watch.
With poly bags.
I do have that.
They were like, hey, guys, how can we make these even more pieces of shit? Let's put them in a poly bag.
So did you just direct them to the recycle bin? Just throw it in there.
No, not the recycle bin. The shredder. Fuck that. We're going to burn them. I'd rather burn them.
That's not what shredders do, but okay.
Shred them and then burn them as well. Shut up, Steve. Anyways, I am... Okay, so it is very, very well known on DC on CW that I am not a fan of Superman. Okay?
Really?
I'm not a fan of Superman, but this looks really fucking cool. I will have to say that. It looks cool. The suit looks good, dude.
How much do you think this is a knock at DCU?
Like, oh, absolutely. 100%, dude. 100%. Like I said, we only got, what, a 10-second clip of him... of Henry Cavill in the suit in the first movie, like some dream sequence that never really ever came to, like, it was
the skull thing.
The skull thing. And then we had the hint that it was going to show up in
a
deleted scene.
Yep.
So it's like, this is this is absolutely a shot at the DCU. And I think it's hilarious. Personally, I think it's pretty fucking funny, but I think, what's the guy's name that plays that Superman? I forget his name.
Tyler. I don't want to pronounce his last name.
You don't want to butcher it.
Yeah.
He looks legit as Superman. I will say that he is a very good looking Superman.
Yeah, he has a charming look to him.
Yeah. And I always thought too, like, I always have to preface that I don't like Superman, but and it's really not Superman. It's just the dumbass way that he has all these powers that makes him fucking amazing. I think that bugs me, but
it's the God complex.
It's the God complex. I do have that. Yes, absolutely. With Superman. I think that he looks good as Superman. He's got the right facial structure for Superman. Mm-hmm. And he's not – I think Superman shouldn't be like freaking yoked. He looks like the right build for Superman. So in the black suit, it looks really, really good. It looks really, really good. So I do dig it. I'm just wondering what that means for this episode, for this Elseworlds episode, right? Why is he in the black suit? I guess – I have to pull it up again because, like, I want to look at it.
Well, why are other people in other suits?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Because Ryan fell into kind of this thing I thought it was, too. I had to verify. If you guys haven't seen, they released a poster for Elseworlds, and
I don't know how I came across that.
Barry is dressed like Oliver and Oliver's dressed like Barry. They've switched costumes.
Right. So
did you just assume that it was like a Photoshop
I thought it was fake. Job? I thought it was fake right off the bat. And I was like, man, what this? But this, but then, and then Mel
posted it. Then Barry or yeah. then Grant.
Grant Gustin posted it. And I was like, okay, maybe this isn't fake. And this is interesting because if you look in the shot of them all standing there, Amel and Grant have the same pants and boots on. So I'm wondering if this is some kind of the old switcheroony, flipperoony in Elseworlds where obviously, you know, we know that there's multiple universes and each character is different among those universes. So I'm wondering if maybe they know each other in this Elseworld.
Hmm.
Like they're connected somehow, obviously.
There was also pictures of them in like full out looking like they're part of the cast of Grease. Where they were wearing right. leather jackets.
Yeah,
and shit.
Exactly. Hmm. So I'm wondering if this Elseworlds, you know, obviously Barry is the Green Arrow and
he doesn't look bad in that costume.
No, he actually
and,
looks
and
pretty
I'll,
good.
I'll be honest
he
with you.
Looks pretty good.
Based
yeah,
on what
Steve
we were
looked
talking,
pretty, a lot better with he can fill out the chin in the new Flash costume a little bit better.
So that's what I was just going to say. Like we talked about that last week, right? Like the chin problem, yeah. But with Amel, he has the right.
He's got a good chin.
Yeah.
And let's be honest. He's a good looking dude, man. He could probably fill out any costume, right?
Sounds like you want him to fill you out, yeah.
He could fill me out. I'd be all right with it. There's only like four dudes I'd go gay for. I think he's on the list.
He's one of them?
He's got to be on the list, dude.
First season when he's doing the...
Oh, yeah. The song... The, what is it? The
salmon ladder?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm looking at the picture right now. Even with the facial hair, looks good in the suit.
It looks good.
Yeah, it really does. And Grant looks good, though. Dude, they should have put... the fake mustache in the, on Grant, dude.
That was the time to do it.
Yeah, that was the time to do it, right?
Actually, the thing that they should have done was not just gone full goatee. Well, he probably can't grow it, let's be honest. But let's pretend that he can.
Poor Grant.
If he would have had the hat, the Robin Hood
the hat.
The
Robin hat.
This
he could have pulled
been
it
the
off.
Time
he
to
could
do
have pulled it.
It
off. Oh, dude.
Damn it.
They ruined it. It's ruined now.
Crossover done.
I don't even want to watch it now. Someone take my seat on this show. I can't even do it. But, you know, if you really look at it, I'm actually most of the crossovers I've been like psyched for this one. Actually, I'm kind of like, OK, where are we going with this? I'm actually more psyched for this one than I have the last couple.
The Nazi one was pretty
then. The good. Nazi one was good. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying I'm more psyched for this one coming up.
Yeah, well, because it's leaving questions. And I think what they're doing smart about this is that they can disconnect this from any story that's going on. If they're doing an Elseworlds
yeah,
story.
True.
And
very
that
true.
Means every crossover from now on could technically be the what if stories.
And I would and be 100% open, okay with that, too.
And that's what the crossovers could be from now on.
And I think that would be a smart idea for them to do that. Mm-hmm. At that point, it gives us stories and gives us – and I always liked to read the what ifs. They were cool, man. It gave you an idea like, you know, what if Wolverine never got adamantium or some bullshit like that. They're neat. They're neat stories, and they give you this question because you've always asked these certain questions about superheroes, like what if, you know, so-and-so didn't happen or what if so-and-so didn't die or what if – and these stories that as comic book fans, we were always like, okay, this is something I wanted to know. Mm-hmm. So with this gives us an opportunity to do things that, you know, we've always wanted to know. Now we talked about it last week with Batwoman being supposedly showing up or is showing up in this – crossover, that was the only thing that I didn't want to be a what if. And I think that was the only thing that I was concerned with. But with the Superman suit being all black, there's a lot of things coming up that for example, in the was it the trailer for it? Or what which where did you see this, Bob? Because I didn't
what,
see it.
For
Barry.
It was just more set photos came out.
Okay, so
AV actually tweeted it to us and then I saw it on some of the comic book sites.
Okay. So what we're talking about is there was a set photo that leaked out that Barry is on the old Smallville Kent farm. And it's the actual farm from the show Smallville,
mm-hmm.
like the exact set. So that asks.
And he's still rocking the bow and arrow.
With the quiver, right?
With the quiver, yeah.
See, this is going to be very, very, very interesting.
So
I haven't seen this picture. I need to look this up.
So I also saw another picture. Maybe it's from the same group. I don't know where they were standing. It's Melissa and Tyler and someone else standing what appears to be the same farm. It could just be obviously they're filming there, but convenient that they filmed on the same location. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's no tie-in at all, but they're up in Vancouver filming. Yeah. It's already there. But it would be interesting if they pulled in other people from Smallville. It could be cool.
Well, Allison
Mack. Not Chloe.
Yeah, she can't come.
That would be awesome, though. Bringing her into her little cult? That'd be nuts.
Yeah, she's too busy branding initials on women's vaginas.
She's in jail right now, yeah? Awaiting sentencing or something?
work release.
Guys, I need a work release. I promise I won't brand any vaginas while I'm out. I promise.
If she was a superhero, what would her name be?
The Vagina?
I think it's a villain.
Oh, that's
the Mangler.
Well, we could just take a page out of Cisco the other night. It's just branded.
Ugh. Sizzler.
Sizzler. There you go.
She sizzles the lips.
Kenny Rogers. Oh, Sizzler.
All right.
Roasters.
Roasters. Yeah, that's Roasters. This is interesting. He's got the quiver on. He's got the bow. Man, dude, I don't know where the hell they're going with this Elseworlds. And to be completely honest with you, I like that, man. I don't want to know, bro. I don't want to know.
Yeah, this isn't based on, like, the Invasion comic books. This isn't based on anything. This isn't.
And that's why I think it'll work, dude, because that's one thing that I didn't like about certain crossovers is, like, you kind of have an idea of where the fuck they're going with it. This, we don't have any fucking clue.
Well, that, and you can kill people. You can do whatever you want because it's not real.
Right. The only thing, and I said this in our chat, that bummed me out is that Amel posted that picture. Now, I know they're doing it for hype and I understand that. But at the same time, if I didn't know that they were going to flip and Barry was going to be Green Arrow and, you know, I would be like, oh, fuck, dude, this is so cool.
Remember, we follow it unlike 90% of the people in the world. So they need to post those photos. So people go, why are they doing it?
I'm ranting. I know. Like someone that, you know, is a regular viewer, which is not any of us standing in here or sitting in here. But I, at the same time, I hate that on all the CW shows, doesn't matter what show it is, it seems like they can't keep a goddamn secret at all. And that bugs me. And I'm not yelling at Stephen Amell because he's obviously trying to create hype for the crossover, right?
Trying to save his universe.
But at the same time, there's certain things that I just don't want to know about. And I think it would have been neat not to know about this. But at the same time, trailers are going to start coming out. And, oh, we're fucking – this is the Elseworld trailer. And it's probably going to give it away anyways. But I would say out of all the crossovers that we've had, this one I'm the most excited for. It just – like Bob said, there's so much they can do. And there's no real repercussions. They could kill everybody if they wanted to. And it wouldn't fucking matter because it's an Elseworlds. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that I – want to see not be a what if is the Batgirl or Batwoman thing. I can't say Batgirl because that's a completely different character. But that's what I don't want to be the what if, you know, for no reason kind of thing. So anyways, guys, all right, that's going to do it for news. And like Bob said, I'm pretty sure the Elseworlds thing is going to be the next 6 weeks of news
as they keep leaking
shit out. So with that, guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about season 5, episode 2, Blocked. But first, a quick break.
I'm already helping a bunch of idiot do-gooders. Sorry, I'm up to my fuzzy hood and teamwork.
DC on CW. We'll be right back.
This is Star Wars from the Bunker Tank Exclusive.
It's operation.
On Twitter today, Hamill tweeted out, "The to be continued." Likely in reference to the still secret subtitles of Star Wars Episode 9, if indeed the third film in the sequel trilogy begins with the word "the," it would mean that all three of the sequels had subtitles where "the" was the first word. It would also be the 5th of 9 episode movies that begin that way. That is fucking reaching for an article.
You just wasted 5 minutes of my day.
I literally took a gun, put it in my mouth, and I almost pulled the trigger after reading this article. Our listeners are going to do the exact same thing, Dave, because I put them through the same horseshit that I had to go through. Please quit writing articles like this.
Yes. I have to agree. Journalistic Integrity. Whatever happened to Journalistic Integrity?
This is also going to be the ninth movie where somebody wore robes and had shoes on. Go fuck yourself! Is comicbook.com really that desperate for clicks?
It's getting that bad now.
Who wrote this article? Russ Burlingame.
You're fired.
Go die.
Go die. But seriously,
are we the only people that get this angry over things, Dave? Like, I feel sometimes when I listen to the show back on the replays, I'm like, man, I get really aggressive. But are other people get annoyed by stupid shit? Like what Russ Burlingame made us go through?
You are not a journalist. Sir, yeah. You are not a journalist.
They should be Boba Fett, right? Boba Fetted right into the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah. I'm like,
they should die early. David,
no research.
They should die early. They should die early, like Val. All right. I don't wish death on anybody, but probably, but possibly Russ Burlingame. Yes, for sure.
Possibly.
Excitingly good time. Also, if you've missed our last show, you can also find us on your Stitcher app. Search Back to Tank. Add us to your favorites. Thank you, and we will see you very soon.
Have you missed an episode of DC on CW? If you have, this is what you've missed.
Yeah. Sure, son. And story over. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
And scene.
Fuck, we're going to need like 35 more minutes of cape shit.
Oh, boy. Wow. Would that have been a doozy of an episode? Tell you what. Why didn't they just do that?
Training montage, cape.
Throw my cape now. Try to get some bad guys down on the ground and throw them up into the air and knock someone out. Really good on the improv.
I am beyond impressed right now.
I know.
Good job.
Like,
good job.
Thanks, guys. That would have been.
I don't even know what to do now. I feel like we're done.
Well, sure.
Bye.
Over.
Done.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Have a good night.
Mike, I got the next promo.
Don't miss DC on CW every week on Rain Man Digital, covering topics from Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
No.
What? I would eat.
We live.
Literally.
We do not live in a third world country, Andrew.
I'm aware.
You don't need to eat your best friend when they die.
Stop.
And you don't need
any shit
tarantulas.
You find in your backyard.
I would literally eat everything that I just listed off without a beat. If something is prepared in such a way that it is meant for human consumption.
Okay.
Is your bucket list just a menu?
Thomas, hold on a second. Better question. Andrew, if, let's say there were 7 or 8 people stranded on an island.
Mm-hmm.
There was no food, but what, there was like 9 of you.
Sure.
Okay. And you decided that Thomas Cowley, who died unfortunately in the accident, he didn't survive. Let's say you guys need food.
Yes.
And you
it's
found a way.
Party situation.
Donner dinner party.
You
right?
found a way to keep Thomas's body from decomposing. Let's say. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Survivor 1 chose to eat his arm.
Okay.
Survivor 2 ate his legs, and all that was left. was a crispy dick.
You wonder why we're not going to be on air, like syndicated.
I would go for a kidney, a heart, or a liver.
There's nothing else left.
Literally
it's,
just
it's a skeleton with a dick
survivor.
On it.
Survivors 1 through 12 picked it up.
Of the 9.
Yeah, you were the runt of the survivors. All that was left was a meaty cock.
It is an extreme situation.
Okay, so we're going like a month,
for
3 weeks to
sake,
a month
yes.
without food. Yes.
You just admitted you'd eat Thomas's cock.
In an extreme situation where cannibalism is not off the table.
For more Rain Man, visit rainmanshow.com.
Have you missed an episode of DC on CW? catch up on all of our discussions from Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow. Just search DC on CW on iTunes and Stitcher. You can also find it on the Rain Man Digital app. Just search Rain Man Digital from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. You're listening to Rain Man Digital's DC on CW.
All right, guys, we're back. We're going to talk about season 5, episode 2. Almost fucked it up. Almost. So fucking close. So fucking close. Anyways, this one was directed by Kim Miles, written by Eric Wallace and Judy. Damn it. I was trying to go for two in a row. Judalina Neera. Jesus, how do I fuck names up so bad, dude?
Your reading and writing skills.
Fuck you. Jeez, what a dick, dude. So last week we had...
Just make Steve read them from now on.
I should, dude. All right. I should. Say her name.
Who, Eric Wallace and Judalina Neera?
Damn it.
He already had time to practice.
He did, yeah. We got to get some fucked up names. Hey, writing room, can you use some fucked up names in there for us, please? Anyways, last week we had talked and had a lot of questions because we knew Cicada was coming, right? We knew that...
We were hoping, right?
And we had a lot of questions. We really were curious about how... It's Chris Klein, right?
Yeah.
Yep, we were curious how fucking Oz was going to handle the role. And I got to say, dude...
Oz...
Oh my god! The fact that you did the head movement too with
it—that's what she.
Oh, you said
like,
my
right?
name.
Yeah. I gotta say, he pulled it off, dude. I was convinced, and obviously, we didn't see him talk. But we didn't see him talk to Barry and the crew. But I felt like he was pretty ominous, dude.
Okay, let me ask you this, because we saw him have like the common man's job,
right?
I always want big bads to have layers and stuff, not to be able, like, I'm going to hide my...
My janitor costume.
Hide my weapon in my closet. Yeah, my janitor.
Locker. we don't know exactly what he was doing. Obviously, he looked like a janitor, but I don't think he was. I agree. I'd like my villains to have... You know, last year we had the Thinker. Last season we had the Thinker, and we thought, you know, this guy has a reason to be angry. This one is interesting because we see a regular Joe.
What if he ends up being a trash man? And this, the metaphor here is he's also taking out the meta trash.
Oh my god.
Jesus. Don't discount it.
This is why you'll never be a writer.
Don't discount it. Don't discount it.
Jesse, okay, let's ask Jesse. What'd you think of that speculation, Jesse? It was dog
so
shit.
Anyway, what's next? Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot. So if he was a garbage man, he's cleaning up the city. So he's going to smell like shit like all the time because that's what garbage guys smell like. Sorry if you're a garbage man out there. But
Steve's actually a garbage
that's
man.
Steve, that's actually what Steve does for a living. He's a garbage guy. That's why he really wants it to be a thing.
I do.
He wants a hero.
He needs somebody besides the Toxic Avenger to look up to.
There hasn't been a man to look up to as a trash man since Duke the Jumpster Drosy.
I've got all the Toxic Avengers fucking DVDs, bro. Yeah.
He's in the back of the trash can, kind of saluting the kids when they walk by, and then they just spit on him and make fun of him. He's like, "Oh, there's Steve again."
He's like, "Man, Oscar the Grouch is my favorite. He's in a trash can."
Yeah, he's Oscar. Awesome, kids. You got to follow him. He's got some wisdom.
Yeah, street knowledge.
God, I just we saw kind of the intro to him. This was our first real introduction to the character. I mean, obviously, we saw him at the end of last episode, but this was our first introduction. And I think it was actually very fitting that Barry and Nora were the two that ran into him first. You know, we find out that she knows who he is. So it was very fitting that they run into him first. You know, the whole team isn't there for the whole, big team reveal thing, you know, like it's those two.
So that means like he's from the future.
Right? He has to be, right?
Or she just knows from the museum.
Yeah,
that's a good point. That's a good point.
To, like, know him because at the end, more or less on the end of the episode, it was more of a bigger shock when he found out his real name, and it was more of
she was a lot more scared.
Yeah, that's a good point too. I'm very interested to see the character and how he evolves. If this is our big bad for the entire season. Now I say if, because this would not be the first time they threw a fucking swerverino at us with Tobias. Oh, Tobias Church is the big bad. And then,
yeah, well, get a big name actor,
right?
A name that everybody recognizes, and six episodes in he's done.
Yeah. And they've done these swerves before. So I keep saying if. So, but I wanted to bring this up too. This is the first time or the quickest on Flash that we've ever interacted. The team has ever interacted with the air quotes big bad that quickly.
Which leads me to believe that you might be onto something, that he's only going to be like a small footnote.
And I don't want that. Unless now this goes against the theory, or not theory, but Bobby's thing that he doesn't want more characters on the show, unless we see a legitimate reason for him to stick around as not just a bad guy, but a pivotal role for this season with Nora. He's the, you know, the yin to her yang or whatever in this season. We don't need another character by any means, but that is the only thing that I can think of, because I just, for him to show up this early. And like Bob said, for it to be a well-known actor, and then to just dishevel him.
Well-known,
like,
if you're in your 30s.
Right. If you're a millennial, you probably don't know who the fuck Chris Klein is.
Well, hold on. You're a millennial.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dude, I'm a millennial by 1 year, dude.
That's why I said 30s.
Yeah.
I went.
I know.
Hard line.
Dickhead. Steve. What a fuckface, dude. I can't even get a joke off.
Hey, there was ball busting before the show.
Yeah, well, you deserve most of it.
Come back.
Fuck you. Anyways, now let me ask you guys this question. And this is, how many of you, I'm going to ask all four of you, or all four of us here, and I'm going to give you my, right off the bat, how inspired were you by Iris's, we're going to change the future? I'm not going to lie, I was like, okay.
Gay Seal comes to mind. That's, it was such a not inspiring speech.
It seemed forced.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love Iris. I love the actress. She's great. But that did not.
That wasn't a well-written.
No, it was not. And I don't think it's her fault. She delivered the best she could. I think it was, like Bob said, it wasn't very well-written. Mm-hmm. It was very.
What are you talking about?
When Iris was, you know, they were talking about, you know, at the very beginning.
They show the newspaper.
Yeah, they show the newspaper, and she's like, well, we could change the future before. And, like, she gave that speech about how they can change the future, and nothing is set in stone, and blah, 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 blah,
well,
blah.
And in the back of my mind, I'm also sitting there thinking, this is the exact opposite of what you should be doing. How many times do we keep saying, stop messing with the timeline, stop dicking around?
What happened, like, last season when they messed around with time and the timeline, and going back
last season, Jesse, what about the season before that and the season before that?
It's gonna happen again. You know, if you go back, you know, if you flip them around, it's basically the same thing.
Well, we talked about this last week, Jesse, and it was like, you're dealing with the character that in the comic books constantly dealt with time travel and running back and running to the future and doing all these things in the comic book. So it's never gonna go away. But by now, five seasons in, we should fucking know what to do and what not to do in the future or in the past.
Yeah.
Hell, we got a whole fucking show about time travel, and they know what to do and what not to do.
Yeah. Kid Flash was talking about that with the Legends, too. Like, they figure out what they're doing, and the Flash doesn't seem to figure it out. They kind of trip and fall.
Yeah, you
and
well,
don't
you
get
would
it
think,
right yet.
Well, you'd think that Barry would
educate everyone.
Well, that, or, you know, Wally, having done this and learned how to do it right,
should
say,
be teaching everyone as
hey,
well.
Hey, big bro, like, you know,
this is what you should and should not be doing.
Right.
I mean, I feel like the knowledge between Barry and Wally, they should be able to give them a goddamn lecture crash course on time travel and what you can and cannot do. And I think, you know, her speech was just really uninspiring to me. I felt like honestly, if I were sitting, I would have rolled my eyes. Bob would have smacked the shit out of me because I rolled my eyes because he hates that. Like, it just, it was very, very uninspiring. It was not, it compared to her father, who is the most inspiring motherfucker on the show. I don't think Joe can do anything wrong. I'm going to say it right now. He could go this whole season.
He's a smooth brother, man.
He can't do anything wrong, dude. He says the right fucking thing all the time.
Wisdom. Experience.
Wisdom beyond his years. Are you sure he's not from the future? What the fuck? Like, holy shit, dude. You give... Jesus, I just blanked. Fuck, I was on a roll there. Son of a bitch.
Cecile?
Yes, thank you. You give Cecile what she needs to hear and the right advice. You give Iris the right advice. You give Barry the right advice. God, is this guy ever wrong?
He gave Wally the good advice last week.
Exactly. Dude, yeah, Joe is literally, I'm going to say it right now. I said he's imperfect. He might be the best character on the show. He is never wrong. What is that like?
And he plays music and
sings. And he plays music and jazz and fucking sings. Who?
Well, if how's he not having up, he
pussy thrown at him all day long? Oh, he has a seal.
He did, and he knocked it up.
Oh.
He also has good sperm.
Out of the park. Oh, he's got super sperm. I just, the writing on that scene for Iris was kind of eh. And then you get the writing for Joe, and it's so perfect. It's so perfect. Where's the loss there? I don't know. Where does
it go?
Do
you ever wonder sometimes if like somebody like Joe, who has acting experience 20 plus years,
right,
it has some kind of freedom to, this is what we're trying to get across. Say it in your own way.
Ad-lib.
Yeah, and be able to ad-lib. And then, you know, with Candace and the Iris character, she's kind of new. Again, I don't know if she was really on a major TV show before now, but if it was, we don't know it. And she's kind of like, I read what's on the paper. She Ron Burgundy's it, and he kind of has like more of a flow.
That's actually a good point, dude.
It
I guess
could be. I think
I also feel like that was a shot at me because I Ron Burgundy everything.
So does Thomas, and so does a lot of people.
That's true. Everyone does.
There could be something to that. Again, to your point, I don't know what Candace's longevity in the her career is, but you can see who has more chops than others, or maybe more experience.
Oh, yeah. Well, that also, yeah, and you go back to Grant Gustin, who was on Glee,
yeah.
You know, and Melissa was on Glee.
Yeah,
Stephen Amell was shown his dick and hung. You know,
I so forgot about that.
God, so you know, a lot of the major characters did come from other shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so we could be just seeing the delivering part of it.
Well, yeah, and they always say, you know, most of acting is reacting, and she's not reacting
right.
Very good, and it now, doesn't help that the writing was...
Now, you know, we're talking about Iris right now, and she had a very big discovery in this episode. She goes through the footage of the attack from last week, last episode, and she hears the cicada sound.
Oh, I thought that was Bane at first.
I wish it was Bane. Don't get my fucking hopes up, dude. Don't do that to me, Jesse.
Bane sounded cool.
I know you like Bane. Yeah, did you get a soundbite for Bane?
No, we cannot. Maybe some other time. But she hears the sound. Now, is there any reason she didn't tell anybody about that?
Because we don't tell people things.
Right, we don't tell any people. Like, look, guys, we talked about the last episode. We'll probably talk about the next episode and then one after.
But okay,
why
so...
Why don't we tell people shit?
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt here because a lot of times... You don't know what you don't like.
No. You don't know.
You don't know.
That's a good point.
She didn't know if the sound could have been real cicadas.
She's like, I wonder where this is. There's no cicadas out right now.
It's not cicada season.
What the hell?
What's that buzzing?
Right. Don't we have three more years before that?
What?
It's like every 7 years, right?
It's 7 years, and it's every year it still happens. It's not like for 7 years.
What's every 7 years? That they fuck?
No, that they come out of the ground and mate for the next cycle, but every year there's a cycle happening. All right.
It's like Jack Daniel's whiskey. Got it.
Yes. Yes.
It's sad that I had to relate everything to alcoholic beverages.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right, Bob. I guess I'm still on the, you know, we don't tell anybody anything.
Yeah.
But like when you like mention it, you know, like, dude, I heard this weird sound in this video.
But again, she also, if we want to get to not telling people anything, Barry, let me look at your computer.
Ooh. True.
You know.
Very true.
So it wasn't like it was InStar Labs where they hacked into something. She went and kind of just.
But exo facto, she asked to use the lab. So the lab has the computer in it. So didn't she technically ask to use the computer?
Yeah. You sound like me when I'm 16. Dad, I didn't tell you.
I didn't tell you I wasn't gonna do it.
I said what I was gonna do. I did that plus this.
But I mean, if you really think about it.
Never lied to my dad. Never told the whole truth either.
I may have, may not have done that in my life. I just, you know, especially on, it doesn't matter what show it is. It doesn't have to be Arrow, Flash, whatever show on CW. That is the biggest fucking thing that I think they overuse is not telling people shit. There's so many goddamn secrets. Yeah. And it's like, it bugs me to an extent, but then he makes a good point. So it, you know.
It's CW. You got to have the drama.
I know.
And it's not like she held it until when she figured it out. It seems like she told everybody.
What she's holding is that she went through all of his Facebook feed and emails.
He slid in the IG and the DMs and was like, oh.
Who's this?
Who's this chick? Flash fan 37.
It's Nora.
Oh. That's fucked up.
I don't have nothing.
He's got nothing. He's got nothing for that one.
I do, but I'm not.
No, say it.
It's a new season.
Oh, okay. I just fucking blanked. Damn, I wanted to know what you were going to say.
Don't worry about it.
We did get to see. So we saw another Meta. I don't even remember her name, but she basically makes fucking
Block.
Oh, was it Block?
Yeah, it's Block.
Oh, it was Block. Damn. Dude, did those things look like Jolly Ranchers she turned people into?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, she's Jolly Ranchering people, dude.
Yep.
It was yellow. Yeah, it's shitty like a flavor of Jolly Rancher.
Like mixed with a Werther's original.
Oh, God. Oh, so her grandma came up with that one?
Yes.
She's like, I love Werther's original. Make me a fucking block. Block?
And she did it.
She did it.
Yeah, meat block.
Oh, that's true. She did make a meat block. Is that like a... Is that like
meat
a,
boy.
Meat boy.
The game. So was that guy super heavy because... Barry couldn't lift it at all.
Well, they said that it was denser than actual a human body, right? Or that it was really
as dense as a human body.
As dense, right. Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, it's a 200-pound block.
That's true. Right. A very small, a 200-pound small block, like, it'd be hard to pick up. You wouldn't really have a grip on it.
Especially when it's slimy because it's all body.
Oh.
I honestly, I did like that interaction to where that's the way I think somebody from the future would come in. Like
you don't would, have that?
Yeah, you just expect like everything to be done the way you expect it. It's almost like going to like small towns when you're from a big city and you're like, what do you guys meet? Where do you guys go get a burrito at? Oh, we got Taco Bell. That's not a burrito, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you guys don't have Uber here, man? Seriously?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's like you go without your phone for like 10 minutes and you're like, oh, fuck, what do I do? Like without Wi-Fi. Exactly. You would expect someone from the future to be like, you guys don't have this? How do you live? Right?
You savages.
You savage.
And she's just finger fucking
the cube. You guys don't have anti-contamination fields around here? Jeez. He's like, yeah, here they are. They're gloves. Put them on.
and this dental dam.
And this, yeah, exactly. That was a cool interaction. I think we'll get more of that as the season goes on.
Yeah,
and
you want him the Demolition Man it.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude. So good. What a great analogy, dude. Oh my God, I love that.
Except the reverse.
Where's Simon Phoenix at?
Yeah. Mm. Come out of the deep freeze and you don't understand what the hell's going on.
Dude, can you imagine that? That would be so weird. In the complete role reversal. You know basically everything that's probably gonna happen, but you can't really say anything. And you drop some hints here and there, but like this would be so weird to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be like going back if we went back 50 years and we're like, you guys, wait.
Well, no, you just think about it. It'd be like if we went back to even the 80s.
Okay.
And we have so much information in our phone. I'm as smart as my phone is.
That's very true.
And you guys
are smart as the internet.
You guys can call bullshit on anything I say because you can Google it. Now, you go back to like the 80s when you had to have the encyclopedia. And you hope that your encyclopedia was
had the right answer.
Yeah. Or your parents bought the whole volume, not just like A through C. And we're like, fuck it. This is expensive. Where are we going to put all these books?
Right.
You know, and think about going back there. And
it's
just
so
like,
true, dude.
I'd be like, oh, how do I do this? Google it. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Well, you could make a fuck ton of money if we went back to the 80s. Just saying. But I'm still, I'm of the age where I know how to read a map. and I know how to like figure out my like which way I'm heading. I've used a map, dude. What are you looking at me like that for?
West and east? Yeah.
Should it matter if it was digital or not?
I used a paper map before.
Okay, yeah. Okay. There's people that probably still can't use a digital. In fact, well, I know there are.
I know. My stepmom can't fucking... She could have directions on her phone telling her where to go and she'd get lost. That's not a dig. She would admit it right here if she was standing here. But it's like...
I'll tell it to her face.
I'll say it right to her fucking face. But I've used the paper map. I know how to figure out my direction and location. Like, there are people, like you said, who have no idea how to do that. So for her to come back, you know, as far as she's come back, I would understand that she doesn't. What, you don't have anti-contamination fields? What? So that was a cool interaction, and like Bob said, I kind of want to see more of that. I think it's funny as hell.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be the kind of humor that they can bring to the show.
Exactly.
Especially with Cisco and not understand, like, I wish I would have came up with that, or you know, the inventor of the group who comes up with stuff.
Yep.
Having somebody that just has all that knowledge. You know, it's like, oh, we did that in fourth grade type thing. So
now Cicada obviously stabs the shit out of Block with that weird ass fucking lightning bolt knife, which, you know, bad guy of the week, dead already. All right. Well, whatever. But he not only does he take her life, he siphons her life with that knife, I guess is the best way to. He Shang Tsung's the shit out of her.
Yeah. Knife siphon.
Your soul is mine. And takes his life. Now, here's the other thing that we see, which I am very, very interested to see where this plays out, is that he throws a knife into the ground, which, by the way, this dude's a goddamn knife expert, dude. He's throwing knife into concrete. That's legit.
Mm-hmm.
He throws it in the ground, and he takes away Cisco, Barry, and Ralph's powers. Now, I did giggle when Ralph's like, no way, Jose, or whatever he said, dude. Like, that was kind of funny. But that knife, not only does it take their essence or their life force, it takes away their powers? Question mark?
So I have major qualms with this plot point.
Oh, please enlighten us with your qualm.
We just spent an entire season with this same fucking premise.
Hold on. Okay.
I don't need another season.
I get that, but it's just the knife. He's not taking them permanently. Whereas the Thinker was taking them permanently and over their body.
Part of his. Yeah. But I agree with you. I was more worried that they were going to die. Like, because we read the, you know, the character kind of comic origin where he was taking life forces from people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was like, wait, so maybe they explain it that he temporarily takes Meta's powers. Or-
well, what if he has to? So here's the, okay, headcanon engaged when I watched him throw the knife. When he stabs you with the knife, he takes your life force. Okay. When he threw it in the ground, it takes their powers. So I think you have to be stabbed by the knife to have your life force taken away. Obviously, yeah, he didn't stab any of the major heroes.
But even when last season, when he would take the powers,
right?
Eventually, he took their life force too.
But he took over their body.
He took over their whole body.
But when he left, they would just die an empty shell.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's too much of the same. And I wish that they would have not.
I can see your problem with it. I think if it was directly the same thing, it's the second episode. We don't know what his motives are. You know,
he didn't have that really cool knife either.
Exactly. Oh. Right?
Is it a cool knife?
I think it looks pretty fucking rad, actually.
I think it looks like
they didn't have Chris Klein either.
Okay.
Oh, he is a handsome man.
He is a very handsome man.
I think the knife, it kind of bugs me because it looks like my metal shop project from eighth grade.
Yeah. So I think it looks worse than your metal project. I think it looks...
You've never seen my metal shop project.
To me, it looks like somebody took a bunch of Sculpey, turned it into a pseudo bolt.
Tell the non-cosplayers out there what Sculpey is.
Sculpey is a clay-like substance that when you form it into something, you can throw it in the oven. You don't have to, but you can throw it in the oven and bake it for a little while, and hardens and it turns into whatever shape you molded it into. And then he just took out some gold leaf paint and just kind of a brush and splashed it on there.
It's not supposed to look like a fucking badass knife, though.
But it looked kind of like an eighth grade project.
What it looks like to me is
put a little bit of bedazzle on there for you.
Oh God!
No, well, there looked like there's some glitter dashed on there too.
What it looked like to me is maybe a shard off of something, like it was taken off of something
Well, also going into the whole trash man thing, it looks like it's a piece of metal that was in a trash compactor.
Exactly. It does. It does, though. And I think that's it's the whole point. It's
Shredder's outfit.
It's fucking super Shredder.
He's been blocked, but he was blocked into a lightning bolt shape.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I just...
He's in a trash compactor.
I'll allow it.
I think it looks neat, personally, because it looks like something that was either came off an asteroid or some kind of like rock or rock formation. And it looks like it was chiseled out of, like you said, it's very archaic looking. And I think that's the point. It's not supposed to look like a fucking well-fashioned blade. I think that was the whole point, is it's probably a shard of something. And that's why it takes away their powers. It's got to have some type of mystical power to it. It's not him. Now, I will say the only thing that I'm kind of iffy about is his whole look. He looks like fucking Cabal from Mortal Kombat.
I think he looks like Scorpion, honestly. He's got the hood. He's got the face mask.
Yes. I think with the whole brown layers. And look up Cabal, dude. He looks like the dude from – he looks like Cabal from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, he does.
And
– a little bit of both.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of both. The mask is way more Scorpion, but he definitely looks like Cabal.
Not yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Like a mix between
the two. Yeah, I mean, mix between the two. But again, we're judging this dude on his the second time we've ever seen him. So
I know, but we always want impressive things that come out of it.
I know.
You know, you look at Saboteur and, you know, some of the other ones that
and
we saw the suit and we're like, "Oh, cool, that's intimidating looking."
Well, I think I think this is the thing that I'm using my headcanon a lot right now because we're only in the second episode, but You said the trash man and the way his job. I don't think his costume is meant to be flashy or look imposing. He's supposed to look like a trash guy or a guy that got maybe his costume from
the trash.
And I think that's the whole point. That's why he wears the respirator. I think
because he smells so bad.
He smells like shit.
Filter it out.
Yeah. I think that he's not supposed to look flashy. And I think, pardon the pun, but he's not supposed to look flashy or stand out or be over the top. I think that's what the knife and the powers are for and why that knife has powers. He can obviously fight. We saw that. Mm-hmm. He can obviously move and fight.
You're also dealing with three nerds that probably couldn't fight without their powers. Right.
That's very true. That is very, very true. So, again, that'd be like me taking on three Andrews. Like, it wouldn't be fair. But
can you hold my retainer by a fight?
Oh, yeah. Let me take out my retainer real quick. All right. Hold on. Can't even get my glasses. No, I just. So, obviously, we're like you. I would maybe a little bit more flashy, but maybe he's not a. Maybe he's. That's the whole point. Maybe he's not supposed
all
to look.
Business, all no business. All business.
Yeah, dude. But one of the questions that I had was we see him getting ready to stab the fuck out of Barry, dude. He is going to just annihilate Barry. And Nora yells, "Dad." And he fucking stops. Now, I'm going to say what I thought here. I don't think that's her dad. I don't think it's anything like that. I think this triggered something inside of him and why he stopped. Her yelling.
Emotionally triggered.
Yeah, it was an emotional trigger for sure.
There's some empathy there.
I don't think there's a connection, though.
Yeah, because they don't really match very well.
No, and I don't. No, I think you're right, Jess. I don't think there's any type of connection between Nora and him.
No, I agree.
I think that him, her saying "dad" triggered something, an emotional connection of something that he went through, and that's why he stopped. Now, I'm sure that's going to be one of our biggest questions here. Is why? Why did he stop?
What if? Yeah, who knows?
I mean, Bob, do you have any speculation on that at all?
Again, it just seemed like he knew her. Like, you know, might have known that Nora, the dad thing.
But if he knew that Nora was his daughter, then he would have known that before she said dad.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I don't know. It just seemed weird.
Was it the way he kind of looked back?
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, I thought that too. He looked back and he looked like he knew who she was. It was like a, you know, I know this voice kind of look. And then maybe that was it. But I feel like too. And we had talked about this last week where it was like, do we think that them having a connection would be too on the nose, though?
Maybe he lost his father. I mean, that's a trope throughout all of these things.
It's a huge.
And the other idea that I did have is, again, going back to last week's speculation, that Caitlin and this dude have something in common.
Ooh.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You did mention that last week. I forgot.
What if they're brother and sister and they don't know it?
Oh, wow. So it's, never mind. It's a Star Wars maneuver?
Could be.
Are they going to kiss? Well,
God willing.
Oh, my God. Jesus. I don't know. Jesse, what do you think?
Well, before he looked up, did he even see her before he looked up when she said dad?
Well, I think, didn't he come around the corner and she was gone.
She was gone trying to get rid of the injury, the injured meta.
Well, she came back, though, and then started. That was Block. That was with Block.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then she yelled dad, like right before he was about to fucking smoke him.
Oof.
So it kind of sounded like he might be a dad too, maybe, and like
that's possible.
Like a dad's reaction to hearing that, even though it's not maybe your kid, or you know, once you hear that, that's you look up. You know,
maybe
if you're a parent, you know, it's by nature you're looking up. The dad, maybe, because you know, obviously, he doesn't know that, or he doesn't know that it's Barry's kid. You know, effectively, that
I don't think he knows her.
No, yeah.
Ultimately, I think essentially what this is like Jesse said, it's probably like he's probably a father or he lost his kid
I'm thinking his old lady walked out on him, took the kid with her because he was a trash man.
Dude, it's still a job, dude.
But she's a bitch.
Oh,
damn.
Jesus Christ.
She wants a Mercedes and he can't give it and she's tired.
She's a gold digger.
Yeah. Yeah.
I found this matchbox. Is that cool enough or not?
No.
Baby, man. I found this ring. Yeah. Found this ring in the trash, girl.
It's a ring pop.
It's a ring pop. It's only been licked 3 times. It's perfect for you, girl.
She up and took the kids.
I don't know why I made him like smooth ghetto guy.
He's not. He's a trash man.
I don't know what trash men sound like.
They sound like a cicada.
They sound like a cicada. Oh, Lord. All right. Unbelievable.
All right.
Anyways, so guys, we're going to take a quick break.
Just do that live read real quick.
We do that live read. Well, guys, RMD's Halloween Podtacular special. I just say that twice. This Halloween, Rain Man Digital gets into the spirit of things with seasonal programming. Supernatural, Star Wars, Constantine, Batman, RPGs, those are role-playing games for you non-nerds, and more. Keep your eyes peeled. These themed podcast episodes will be dropping randomly throughout the month of October via Rainman Digital's stable of shows. You go to www.rainmandigitalmedia.com. I said .com first. For more details, premium service includes video content plus additional exclusive shows like Star Trek from the Holodeck, Comic Book Chaos, DC on CW, Supernatural, The Crossroads, and more. Do it all.
Ron Burgundy.
And that is a complete different wrong fucking live read. Ron Burgundy. I can't even say Ron Burgundy. Anyways, whatever.
That's fine.
Fuck it. I got half of it right.
Yeah, we're good.
Could have knocked 2 birds with 1 stone right there. I could have done 2 live reads. We'd have been set for the year.
Yep.
All right. Anyways, so.
Finish this one
let's
up.
Let's finish this up. All right. So the last thing we're going to talk about is Ralph, Caitlin, and Cisco, which seemed like a completely different show than what was going on in the main story.
I really like the sitcom, like,
Three's Company
thing going on with
just
them.
Two dudes instead of two chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just, it's funny. It's a relief.
Well, we kind of, for a minute there, we were getting our buddy characters back. You know, our Cisco and Ralph. We love.
I love their interactions. I love that Ralph has a 27-step program to get over losing, and he's used it multiple times.
And there was like other notes on it, like you said, he used it multiple times. So yeah. It's like, yeah, okay, well, we'll just
adjust it. It was a nice separation from the regular show of what was going on with Nora and Barry and Iris and everyone. It was a nice separation. It was also, it hit some points too. It hit the whole death certificate thing. They kept pushing Caitlin to, you know, we need to figure this out. We need to figure this out. We need to figure this out. And I think, you know, that was a question we had from last week was, you know, what is this? What are the implications with this? What is the whole point with this?
Well, and they weren't getting the hint at all.
No.
She kept basically you know, redirecting conversations and avoiding the conversation or the topic, and they just wouldn't. They couldn't catch the vibe.
Here's the thing, dude. Like, would you want your friends to drop something that it might be important because
if it was something that I didn't want to happen and I was making it what I felt to be clear, then yeah, drop the thing.
Yeah, but is that a good friend?
But okay, let's look at it this way.
Okay.
It's not like I'm sitting here going, Steve, what's wrong? Nothing. Steve, what's wrong? Nothing. Steve, what's wrong? I had this thing in my dad and I really want to find out who he is. All right, cool. Let's look for him.
Yeah.
You know,
they're legit wanting to help her.
And that's the way I looked at it. It's just like, it's not that it was unwanted help. Because you know what? I bet you if she would have been like, you know what? That fucking bastard left me. I don't give a shit.
Yes. If she would have went with the negative route, like, yo, fuck that guy. He walked out on me and my mom. Fuck him. Or he died. He left and died. I don't care. Then it would be like, oh, I get the hint. She doesn't give a fuck about this dude. I'll stop asking. But there is none of that.
Yeah, you wanted investigations done. You want all
this. She thought her dad died. She didn't know that he might still be alive. Now, I can understand the feeling of like, you know, hey, my dad might be alive and he didn't tell me. Okay, that could be a little, that could hurt. But maybe there's a damn well good reason why. So I think, personally, I think Ralph, who is a character that has had so much goddamn character development, for him wanting to absolutely help her and figure out why, shows A, how much he's evolved as a character. Mm. And it also works in another way for Sisko. Sisko has, obviously, we see him down in the fucking dumps, and it gives him something to do, right? Gives him something to help out with, where he takes his mind off Gypsy and he's not a complete moper. Although I'm not going to lie, him moping was pretty fucking funny.
It was.
It was pretty funny. I'm not going to lie.
That's what he does. And he's really good at his job because that's what a lot of people came to him.
The private eye.
The private eye part. So when he got kind of the call to help out Caitlin, and obviously he's, you know, good friends with her, he wants to help her out as much as he can. And he's not really going to take stopping, you know, lightly, I guess. So he's really into it. And at first he was really into, you know, finding out who her dad is.
Yeah.
And then she didn't really say no right away. But if she said stop right away, I think they would have backed off a lot.
I agree with you, Justin. I agree with Bob. If she would have said, hey, yo, I don't want to do this, and gave a real negative reason why, I think they would have given up. You know, and I think it would have been a completely different story.
How slick was Stylus McGee over there?
I love that when he was going to cut his hair, he's like, if you cut my hair, I cut you.
I was wondering if they were actually going to cut his hair.
Yeah, this was one of those things like, how do I cut my hair? I don't want my hair anymore. Okay, can we make it part of the story?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's almost like here. It's like, I want to shave. Can we make it into a bit somehow? Sure, if you want to.
Yeah, I thought they were going to cut it.
Right? Like, if you don't care.
Yeah, if you don't give a shit, yeah, you might as well.
Let's say I lost my beard in a bet.
Never mind, I'm not going to bring it up. We'll talk about it off air.
But
I
wanted that guy to be like a 90-year-old man, though.
The guy that was the stylist?
Just because of the way Ralph dresses, it almost looks like the leisure suit guy from the 60s.
Yeah.
I wanted him to be like a 90-year-old man when he's like, oh, well, I'll introduce you to my guy. And it's just like fucking with a shaky hand trying to do measurements and stuff.
he's putting pins in the shoulders.
Poking them all over the place.
He looked like a greasy car salesman.
You know what, though? Like, lately, Ralph's been dressing better, so maybe it made sense.
He doesn't look bad. Like, yeah, they're leisure suits, and yeah, they're goofy print shirts, but the ensemble together on Ralph, it looks great.
Yeah. That's coming from the metrosexual on the show. That's good. That means it's really good.
Now, on Sisko, I felt he looked...
I didn't like his hair like that.
He looked good, but yeah, the hair just wasn't working.
It didn't
working.
Fit the look, dude. It didn't fit the look. Cut that shit.
Like a Mexican samurai, kind of.
I was gonna say he looked like a samurai, but I wasn't gonna throw Mex. That's good. That is solid.
Hey, I'm clear with that.
All he needed was some armor over the suit, and he would have been a fucking samurai for sure. That's fucking great. Now we see him vibe the death certificate, right? And we knew he wasn't. I didn't think he was gonna do it. because he was so either. Yeah, because he was so down in the dumps. Wouldn't you go to the mom? Like after you see this vibe, like
I would have went to mom before. Right. As soon as I found out it was fake, like what's going on?
Yo, mom, like, why is my dad's death certificate fake? Like, maybe she doesn't know, but at the end of the day, like, why would you not go talk to your mom, right? Like, if I found out, you know, that I don't even know where I would go with that.
Maybe she just really doesn't care.
I don't think that's the case, though. I don't think that's it, dude. If she really didn't care, she would have squashed it by now.
Well, when I say doesn't care, maybe there's something deep and dark that she's buried.
We know that.
Right. So sometimes it's easier to avoid it than to go toward it.
Yeah, but she desperately wants Killer Frost to come back. And I think this is the only avenue you get her to come back. So if you desperately would do anything to get Killer Frost back, but then you decide that this the only route that you only possibility that you have is you don't care. I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case. If she truly wants Killer Frost to come back, she should be fucking straight to her mom. Yo, mom, this is wrong. Or like, it just doesn't make any sense for her to not really give a shit. You know what I mean? If she wants Killer Frost back.
Does Caitlin and her mom have a good relationship now? Or didn't they, when they got together, they butted heads?
Yeah, they hated. Yeah. They weren't very cordial with each other. And I think, I don't remember why, though. It was because she neglected her.
It's the pushing. Remember, like, she wanted her to do certain things.
That's right. The pushy mom. You know, I wanted you to become a doctor, and you didn't come out a doctor. That kind of relationship. I know a thing or two about that. But yeah, I think she should have went to the mom first. I agree. 100%. Makes no sense. But again, we'll find out why. We'll find out why. So with that, guys, let's go into our final thoughts real quick, and then we will wrap it up. Jesse, since you're here guesting, why don't you go first?
Yeah, well, I thought the episode was pretty strong. I do wish that that Dibny did use some of his powers. It just seems like he hasn't had a chance to use anything.
Save the budget.
Yeah.
They got King Shark and Grodd coming
more
up.
On the little mute cubes kind of lady. Spent the budget on that. I did think she was kind of a cool character. She was really pissed off trying to get all those guns. I think Caitlin really wants to find out, you know, deep down about her dad really bad and just doesn't really want to admit it. And, you know, that now that she has support with her friends, I think she'll, you know, investigate it a lot more and probably talk to her mom. But there might be a hesitation in there because they don't have the best relationship. You know, I don't remember exactly how it ended in the last time they interacted, but at first it wasn't very good. With Barry and Iris, I'm really to see, I want to see why the, what's the daughter's name again?
Nora.
Nora, why she's so mad at What's her name? I'm blanking hard.
Iris.
For some reason. Yeah. Why is she so mad at Iris all the time? When she said, let's go Team Flash. And she just stares at her hard with a hard
sigh. I'm thinking, not to cut you off, Jesse, but I'm thinking that has to do with something with him disappearing. I think that's why she's very resentful so far of her mother. And not resentful, like super duper bad, but I think she... Since Barry disappeared, I think there's some kind of rift there where she is like, meh. So,
do you think she is one of the causes why he's gone?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
So I'm guessing it's something like that, or, you know, she grounded for too long and then at that time,
yeah,
he vanished or something. But I think it's pretty strong. I think Cicada is going to be a really cool character because, you know, he is a lot different than the characters that have come before. And I think that lightning knife is kind of cool how it drains the powers, but I don't know how they're going to take that because you can only do that so many times.
Mm.
And then it kind of gets a little bit old. So we'll kind of see how they change with that.
Right.
So I think it should be pretty good. We'll kind of see what Nora does and if she keeps making mistakes or she's learned from her past mistakes and she's going to be, a solid character.
All right. Steve, what do you think?
I was less impressed with this episode compared to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the first one was really strong coming out because of Nora and what we talked about last week and just that character. I did like the whole thing with getting Sisko's groove back. The levity there was fun.
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings about this one. Again, I don't think it was a strong, personally, I don't think it was a strong second episode. But again, it's the second episode.
Right.
So we have a long ways to go.
We got a few episodes to go.
Yeah. And I want to know what the hell is up with Cicada, just like everybody else. And hopefully we see him more than just a handful of episodes. That's my only concern with him. So.
I mean, I pretty much agree with what you guys said. I did dig the episode, but I, you know, it's a second episode. What can I say?
Yeah. It could get weaker or stronger as the next three or four episodes go.
Exactly.
So it'll be a come back and look at it later episode.
Yep.
One thing I did focus on a lot, though, looking at, because we talked about it last week, and so maybe my head just went right there, I could not get past his cowl this week.
Really?
Yeah. It didn't bother me the first week, but I paid more attention to it. And his head, it's just top heavy.
It's a dome.
Yes, it's a dome.
And it didn't bother me at all.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't focus on it.
I like it, actually. I think the suit looks dope.
Rest of it, I was like, this is great, but it just kind of...
That's the cosplayer in you, dude.
Bubble-headed.
That's a cosplayer in you.
Yeah, kind of looks like a little Velociraptor.
Velociraptor.
like a huge hippie.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's DC on CW, the Flash edition. Remember, you can always catch any past and future DC on CW episodes through the Rain Man digital app. Jesse, thank you for hanging out with us tonight. And everyone, make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook.com/DC on CW, Instagram, DC_on_CW. With that, guys, stay tuned. We will be live with Arrow after this. And with that, guys, we will see you next week with Flash.
People want cuddles!